שלום לכל החברים והחברות בארץ.
Hello to all our friends in Israel and the world. We are going to be reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, not just any chapter. It will be the chapter on the Sefirot and the departure and the reflected light. So let's not forget the intention. Let's hear a clip about it. There was a desire, and on this desire there was a screen. The night that came to the screen injected it completely, and it's part of the will to receive. Now, because the surrounding light decides that it can't hold it within, but it needs to be refined. And it makes a calculation that it wants to be refined. Why? Not to get the surrounding light that's pressing on it to be received. No, I'm not receiving, because if I receive, it'll be in order to receive. And it's better to just be completely departed from this. So the light comes back from Thabo to the Pei. That it comes back and it has a screen to work on with, to keep the first restriction with all of the light that comes to it. Because there's this protection not to be a receiver, not to receive, to receive in order to receive. And from here there can be the Rishimot. This is remaining from the equivalence of form of the Creator in the vessel that says that I don't want to be a receiver. Yes, and we also don't want to be receivers, and this is why we are reading. And where are we reading? We are reading from Volume 1, Part 4, Chapter 2. Those with the Hebrew book, it is page 218. In the words of the Ari, in chapter 2, item 1, when the lights, explains the records that remain, the lishmot that remain after departure of the lights in the reflected light that descends during the departure. Item 1. When the lights ascend and depart, they draw reflected light from above, through coupling by striking. We must now let you know by a different approach, which includes all the worlds, regarding the matter of the return of the lights to the emanator. Besides what we have explained elsewhere, although they ascend and depart, they draw from above downward, from the emanator, the discernment of light called reflected light. And we are in inner light, explaining drawn from above downward. Inner light one. During the departure of the light of Keter, because of the ascent of Malchut to Zeranpin, to phase 3, there was a coupling of upper light in the screen of phase 3 and 10 sefirot of direct light and reflected light on the level of Chokhmah were extended. In this way, couplings were done in all the degrees along the ascent of the screen for its refinement. The Ari writes, although they ascend and depart, they draw from above downward, from the emanator, the discernment of light called reflected light. Since every coupling by striking draws reflected light from the upper light, as that part of the light that is rejected from Malchut is called reflected light. Now we will hear Rav, what is this previous degree. There is this striking between the inner and the surrounding land, and Rabbi Jackson, where is this calculation done? In the Rosh, there's nothing being done in the Pei. There's this light that's pressing on it, and it decides to refine. What does it mean? In the head, if there is this coupling by striking on its these phases of Shorish, and if it cannot be there, let's say the third, the second, first, and root phase, and it departs. The screen here is more refined. It doesn't reach the degree of Keter, it gets to the degree of Chokhmah. And what comes out is Chokhmah. And the next Paltzuf is called Paltzuf Ab of Chokhmah. So, I decide, according to the signing and doing the coupling by striking, in this lower degree in the Rosh, then in my goof, this is shortened. It's as if the light in the goof is coming out. This is how we talk. The truth is, nothing comes out and nothing is reflected. I see now the reality according to my desire, according to my ability, in another degree than before. So in the previous degree, I say that the light departed in its part from me, and I am now from Tabu rising to Chazeh. Therefore, it's written that the lights come from above downward, because we always see a different degree, and this different degree, you know, compared to before, it's as if it all moves upward. We need to understand that in spirituality, there is no, how to say it, movement. From state to state. Each state is precisely in its will to receive with its screen and the light and external light, and all of the changes in the states is the movements, and it's cut in this way that if we work with a desire and we work with another desire and work with it precisely, and then the difference in the states is differentiated in the light departing. It's similar to, you know, a film in the cinema, that there's frames and I move them in front of me and it seems as everything's moving. Movements, but there's no movements. There are these predefined frames, and it's likewise here that there's no state that if it doesn't change, it changes by a quarter or half, it has to change entirely with the whole tensorot. Yes, and we are in item 2. Heading, the departing light leaves a record, a reshimo, in its place. And we'll hear from Rav what is a reshimo, and without it we are like a computer that doesn't have memory. The departing light leaves a record, a reshimo, in its place. This is also special. What is this reshimo that it places there? We have the creator and a created being, and there's nothing else other than that in life. Other than that, there can't be anything else. There's a creator that's existence from existence, and there's a created being that's existence from absence. And there's no third here. There's the light and the vessel, and the shimo and the vessel. What is being left of the light? How can something be left of the light? There are two forces there. So what is this Reshimo? Departing light leaves a record, a reshimo, in its place. There is yet another great and very beneficial discernment. This means beneficial because without it, it's like a crazy person doesn't know what to do, like a baby that's born, that's just kicking the legs and the hands, and doesn't know what they're for and what they are. But according to the Reshimo, we know how to move, do things, how to. All of our studies, Reshimo, these records. We move through different states. The states themselves are less important. You know, I could be playing, I could be making mistakes. It doesn't matter. What's important is what I'm impressed of. If I am operating correctly by operating myself according to the memory, according to this Reshimo. And without the Reshimo, we're like a computer that has no memory without a program. It's just, you know, a piece of metal.
כן, ואנחנו באות ב' בדברי הארי.
Yes, and we are in item 2, words of theory. There is yet another great and very beneficial discernment, even though they depart, they never completely depart from all of their own phases and descent. Instead, they leave of their strength and of themselves some illumination below in the place where they first stood. This illumination is never uprooted from there, even when they ascend upward. This illumination is called a reshimo, a record. As it is written, set me as a seal upon thy heart, mentioned at the end of Parashat Mishpatim in Sabah. Let's watch a clip. Even though they depart, from the vessels, they never completely depart from all of their own phases and ascend and disappear. Instead, they leave of their strength and of themselves that there's something of the light that's left, of the light that's left in the vessel. Some illumination below, this isn't clear, what's some? And the illumination that's left there, or, you know, the light departs, but something's left. How can it be? First of all, if there was a screen, then the light itself would remain. But if there is, what does it mean that some of the light's left? What does it mean if there's no intention to bestow? If there's no suitability between the vessel and the light. And this impression is of the equivalence of form with the Creator. And we don't know what this light is. It's an inner feeling. From the equivalence of form with something that is the Creator. So, we have something of it, we have more of it. How can we define this? If I have lost the equivalence of form of the Creator, and I don't have the intention to bestow, like the Creator that's entirely bestowed, and I don't have even a bit of it, then why would something remain of the light? It's not according to the law of the equivalence of form. So he says here that even if the screen disappears, that there is no intention in order to bestow, then in the vessel remains something of the light that's called Reshimo, the record. And Reshimo is something very exciting, and we're going to be reading from Inner Light 2 on what is Reshimo, the record that's written here in the words of theory. Inner Light 2, the record, the Reshimo, is like a seal. After the seal leaves the place it was once attached to, it leaves its entire form there. Nothing missing. So is the manner of the upper light. If it expands into some place, even when it departs from there, it leaves there its entire form, not a single impression missing. In the end, it shall return and manifest in the full measure, as in the beginning. Let's hear. From Rav, what is manifest in full measure of Toshimo? We have this expansion in four stages, in four phases, until the Prinat Dalet, the fourth phase, that then does the first restriction with himself, and she decides that she's only working with the screen, the Masach, in order to bestow as much as she can. And then she starts to work on it to fill herself. That when this fourth phase heals herself, is always being refined and refined and refined until she sees herself as empty. Empty. She goes through the shattering. Using the screen, Masach, here there was a big Masach in the first restriction in the world and so off. Great big Masach, exactly the upper light directly. This light of Ensof. By meeting the light in front of it, and got the greatest screen, did the restriction, and wanted to be entirely to bestow, to reach the complete equivalence of form, and decided to implement this until it can be implemented, and then there comes the shattering, and from the shattering there's the Rishimo, the records. And these Rishimot fall until they reach this world. And from this world we start, from these Rishimot, on these Rishimot, to build the Masachim, the screens. To build screens. We have all of the Rishimot. It's in us. How is it revealed? To the measure that the smallest Rishimo is revealed, that is called a Nitzutz, a spark, or a point in the heart.
And
this is the smallest Rishimo. I don't know where it's from and what it wants from us. And if I then, according to what the Kabbalists advise, invite the reforming light, then I start to implement all of the Rishimot. As I had reached this state, I start to return in the same path. The Rishimot are in me, and I implement them on the way back. And what do I actually do? All of my states are predefined. Well, find out of time. There's a Rishimo, there's a record in each state that I need to implement. I'm just implementing the Rishimo, the records. My choice is either through the bad, that'll push me from behind through suffering, and I'll be pushed, or by seeing the goal as attractive and go by good, that'll be drawn forward. This will be the choice. Where do I get the strength force to differentiate between them? This is in the group. The group gives more appreciation to choose of the goals and waiting for the suffering. But there's always a Rishimo. And we're talking about the Rishimo, the records, not about the group, not our work. The Rishimo, the record, is what's left from all of our history, from Ensof, from infinity, and we get students of only through the Rishimo, and it's according to a person implementing the Rishimo, it then awakens. If I am not drawing forces from the group, from the future, from the goal, then the Rishimo are, you know, asleep. They're not going to wake up. And then the Rishimo change to concealment, the first concealment, the second concealment, and then the reward and punishment, and then of love. These four stages that a person needs to go through. This is all from the Rishimot. Yes, it is all from the Rishimot, the records, and we are item 3, the words of theory. Every upper light to its lower one is as the relation of a father to a son. Item 3. The reason is that the upper lights are to the lower lights as a father to his sons. He always wants to bestow upon them, as is explained regarding honoring the father and the mother. A single spark is extended from the father to the son and never moves from there. Similarly, here, in the 10 spherot, the upper ones leave some illumination in the first place, called a Rishimo record, so that illumination would be drawn from there to the lower ones. We'll hear from Rav. What is this record from place to place? So another thing is that there's a relation between the states, you know, the state that's defined. There's two states in proximity. One is the father, another one's called the son. And they're in a connection between them, and Rishimo, between the state to state, change and are operated, and connect between them. And the results come as cause and consequence from the Partsuf. And then from on the Partsuf, there will be the feeling of the generations of the process. And now we will be reading from Inner Light 3 that explains the Rishimo, the records here. This applies to both the light and the vessel, to the general and to the particular. The Rosh Toch Sof of the second expansion of Ak, called Partsuf Ab of Ak, were born and emerged from the records that were included in a table of the first expansion of Adam Kadmon that ascended to its pay. It is the same in the particular. A record that remains in the vessel of Keter of the first expansion becomes a male in the vessel of Keter of the second expansion. The record that remains in the vessel of Chokhmah of the first expansion becomes a vessel of a male in the vessel of Chokhmah of the second expansion. And from their coupling emerged the males in the rest of the Sefirot, as the Ari wrote in Tree of Life. Also, the females of the second expansion are made of the records that remain of the four levels that emerged during the first departure, called sparks or letters. The incorporation of Malchut in Zelanpin is made of the sparks that fell from the level of phase 3, namely Zelanpin, into the vessel of Malchut, namely phase 4. Afterwards, in the second expansion, when the light of Malchut clothes the vessel of Zelanpin, it finds there the vessel of Malchut that belongs to it. Thus, the force of the sparks that fell from the reflected light of the level of phase 2, which is Bina, caused the incorporation of Zeranpin in the vessel of Bina. Later on, in the second expansion, when the light of Zeranpin came and closed the vessel of Bina, it found its vessel there, and so on, similarly. Thus, all the phases in the lower Partsuf are extended only from the records that its upper Partsuf left. The rewrites, the upper lights are to the lower lights as a father to his sons. It means that a lower Partsuf is extended from an upper Partsuf as a son from a father. In other words, it cascades from the self of the lights in its upper Partsuf by the records that remain in the vessels of the upper Partsuf from its lights. The Uri writes, the upper ones leave some illumination in the first place, called a record, so that illumination would be drawn from there to the lower ones. Remember this in all the places, for this is the key to the cascading of the degrees by cause and effect from the beginning of the line to the end of Asiya. Now we watch the last clip about this process. In the Shimo, in the records, there's all of the details in order to organize me. If I am just raw will to receive like a baby that doesn't have anything, and start to place some knowledge in the babies to give them different experiences and to be enriched by it based on previous experience and developing and knowing how to get by. Likewise, us, our will to receive is like a computer that we are putting the Shimo in it, and then we can choose, because the desire itself is just, I want to enjoy, like a child that shouts, what do I want? I don't know. And we need to discover the Shimot of what exactly that we want and what we fill ourselves with. The Shimot are everything, and that's what we get from above, and there isn't anything to worry about. Don't be smart to make philosophies about it. You just need this force, and what to do will be revealed. That's it. If a person is perplexed, why am I not advancing? This is a sign that there is not accumulating the experience because the Shimot are non-stop. The Shimot are in us, and the acceleration, the pace is depending on the group, the books, as much as by this you can be ready for implementing an excellent Shimot. And otherwise you can just wait with the Shimot for the rest of your life, with like a person is on the street that's just not implementing their Shimot. That just accumulating suffering, that will push him forward.
Okay,
thank you. If we want to implement the Reshimo and not just accumulate sufferings, we are also